You know those face scrubs that promise soft, smooth skin from microbead exfoliation? Well, it turns out those microbeads are microplastics, and they're ending up in lakes and rivers. Scientists with a Los Angeles-based research group have documented the growing amount of plastics in Lake Erie. The researchers at the Five Geyers Institute plan to soon publish their results. Scientists here are taking note. Kathy Len is with the Cuyahoga River Community Planning Organization and studies the issue.
You're scrubbing your face with these plastic microbeads and then washing them down the drain, which then heads into our wastewater and eventually makes it into the lake because the treatment plants won't pick it up.
The plastic bits are problematic because they absorb pollutants like PCBs. And to wildlife, they look tasty.
They're perfectly round. They look like fish eggs, which is a common food in the food chain.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources has found evidence of plastic within the bellies of yellow perch. Microbeads could be the source. Researchers from several Great Lakes states are looking into these plastics to better understand the extent and possible impacts to the ecosystem and human health. Several major brands, such as L'Oreal and Johnson & Johnson, recently announced they'll pull microbeads out of their product lines due to pollution concerns. Nature has great microscrubbers that can still give you that soft, smooth skin, says Len. Think pumice, oatmeal, and apricot seeds. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Ann Glosser in Cleveland.